Hey, we're back on Downtown here on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you. And it's time to talk about what's happening up in the skies in the weeks ahead as we welcome in Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you this afternoon?
Doing pretty good.
You looking forward to a little break here for the holidays?
We are. Actually, we finished up our public programming yesterday afternoon, and then we will restart public programming on the 7th of January. We do have a couple school groups between now and then, but the planetarium will be completely shut down from the 23rd of December through the 2nd of January, so over a couple weekends.
Well, we featured Prince there because Prince is going to be the music show coming up for the month of January.
Yeah, we have some new music programs coming up in 2021, and our first one to kick off the season is going to be Prince Purple Rain Planetarium, if you will. So anyone who enjoys the music of Prince, I think, will really love this show. We've got some really cool graphics going for it, and, of course, a whole variety of Prince favorites in the dome set to some, you know, really stunning imagery.
That is fantastic. And also coming up, your Friday night show in the month of January is EXO, Are We Alone?
Yeah, this program was produced up in Montreal at the Rio Tinto Planetarium up there and takes a look at the search for exoplanets and the search for life, of course, beyond our own solar system. So we talk a little bit about the conditions for life, what's happening with the field of exoplanetary science, and lots of other stuff. It's a really fun program, visually very stunning because it also shows a variety of unique environments here on Earth and definitely is one that I think folks will enjoy. And then, of course, our children's program in the month of January is going to be Magic Treehouse, a family favorite. You know, we're based on the Mary Pope Osborne books where you join Jack and Annie and do a little sleuthing around to solve a mystery about, you know, the universe and figuring out a little bit about it that way.
Very exciting stuff going on at the Planetarium and at the Versant Power Astronomy Center in the month of January, including a science lecture. The lecture series continuing on the 13th with Dr. Danielle Levesque.
Yeah, this is a program we're going to take a look at sort of hibernation. We kind of figured that, you know, in January, that time of year, people often thinking they might want to hibernate, but we're going to look at mammal hibernation everywhere from the tropics to the poles. Lots of times people think that only, you know, that animals only hibernate, you know, in cold environments, but they actually do so in other places. So we're going to be taking a look at that. Also sort of that in the way it's related to climate change and how that might be, you know, affecting animals and how we might even use hibernation to look at getting us to Mars. So I think that'll be a lot of fun in terms of this next upcoming science lecture series.
Now, is it too late for people if they want to do some last-minute shopping to get a gift card for the Astronomy Center?
We do have gift cards online. They can go to our website, astro.umaine.edu, to find those gift cards, and they can get them either for shows or for, of course, planetary merchandise. The planetarium also, this week, will be here the next few days, of course, from 9 to 4. If folks want to come in, they can pick up something from our gift shop as well. So we do have some gift items available either online or in person. And then, of course, if you haven't had a chance to look at the skies lately, I do highly recommend getting out there. Actually, right around now is almost the perfect time to get outside and take a look. There's a comet that is visible in our sky that's just popped over into the evening recently called Comet Leonard. And if you can find Venus, which is the third brightest thing we see after the sun or moon, in evening twilight, we want to look just below it over the next few days, and you might have a chance to see this comet. You do want to do so sort of in twilight right about now as I'm looking out my window here. It's getting kind of close to that time. And ideally, a pair of binoculars will help you find that that comet. But it has brightened too visible to the unaided eye as well. But it is going to be sort of in that twilighty time. So definitely binoculars will help in finding that comet in our night sky.
I was looking ahead for the month of January. A couple of different meteor showers, if the conditions are right, will we have a chance to see any of that here?
Possibly. The Delta Aquarius is a really nice meteor shower the Quadrantids. I'm getting ahead of myself. Quadrantids are a really nice shower in the beginning of January, probably one of the better showers to be looking for. And I think our moon conditions will be fairly good for that one, because it's going to be a little bit closer. That's right at the beginning of the month, and we'll be very close to a new moon at that time. So that'll be a good shower to try and catch as well. And planets, I mentioned Venus, of course, because of this comet, but we still have Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter all in a row right away after sunset. They're in the night sky, and Jupiter, the fourth brightest thing we see, so it's also sort of sticking out there. Saturn, a little bit fainter, but over the next few evenings, again, you'll still be able to see it, and actually, probably the next two nights, it'll make sort of a nice triangle between Venus, Saturn, and the comet there in the night sky, again, right away in early twilight hours.
And in mid-January, a couple things to look for. The 11th, the conjunction of Moon and Venus, and then a few days later, the Moon and Mercury.
Yeah, this is one of those nice things. Every once in a while, we'll have the Moon pass very close to the planets. Again, the Moon is nearly tilted at the same orbit as the ecliptic, so we will get these close approaches, which can really look spectacular. And a lot of times, if you have a nice crescent Moon with the planet Venus, of course, it's reminiscent of some flags that you see that have sort of that, you know, Moon and star in them together in some ways.
Now, what's happening in space? Do we have anything that's scheduled here for the winter months?
Oh, we have some big things. In fact, on Christmas Eve, if all goes well, knock on wood, the James Webb Space Telescope is set to launch at 7:20 a.m. Eastern Time. It will be covered on NASA TV. And this is a huge event that astronomers have been waiting for a long time. This telescope is sort of seen as the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. The primary mirror is about six times the size of Hubble, and it's going to be sent out to L2, a place beyond the moon, so about a million miles away. Way or so, which is pretty incredible as well. It'll take almost a month from the time it's launched to actually unfold and deploy, but we're hoping that if all goes well on Christmas Eve, that maybe towards the end of January, beginning of February, we'll get to see first light, which will all be in infrared because this telescope focuses on that wavelength, but should really revolutionize the way we're looking at our cosmos.
And now, what will happen with the Hubble Space Telescope? Will that still be in operation, or is it being phased out?
Well, Hubble is still working for now. It has had some issues with some gyroscopes, but they seem to have been able to sort it and keep it going for now, and they'll keep doing so until it can no longer be pointing, because it is still a very useful telescope for us. But eventually, you know, that telescope, of course, has been in operation over 30 years now, and it really wasn't designed to last that long, but we were able to keep it going. But there's not an opportunity to service it anymore since we don't have the shuttle missions any longer. So basically, it'll keep going until it can't go anymore, until it breaks down. And at that point, we'll sort of be dormant. But knock on wood, hopefully that'll keep going for a while as well.
I think that's the same plan they have for me around here.
Well, that happens, I think, with all of us, right?
Right. You're not going to service me, but they'll let me keep going until eventually I'm dormant, as happens to all of us. Well, Sean, we appreciate it as always. Hey, hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday, and we look forward to lots of exciting new conversations in the new year ahead. And don't forget, you can visit online at astro.umaine.edu. Thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you, and happy winter solstice tomorrow as well, when winter officially begins at 10:59 a.m.
It feels like it might have started already, but officially tomorrow.
Yes, officially tomorrow. That's right. True.
Thanks so
have
much,
a great
Sean.
Holiday.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Sean Latch from the Verson Power Astronomy Center and the Maynard Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine with us here on Downtown.